It's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, our country is about 16 years old, and we've had two major events in those 16 years. Obviously, the first democratic elections, and now the World Cup, which is a momentous occasion. And it's a great unifying event. So being in Brooklyn, it'll be great to be surrounded by other South Africans, but it's never going to be the same.
Growing up in Southern Africa, that's what you do every day after school. You go play soccer. Like, kids over here go play basketball, or rather bikes, or whatever. We go play soccer. That's what we did all day long.
Very excited about the fact that our USA team has got a decent shot, and they're close to my heart. I really want us to do very well against England, and I know that country would lose its mind if they lost to the Yanks.
When we win the World Cup, because England are the greatest football team. Come on, son.
They haven't won since 1966, and so it's like the search for the Holy Grail, right? And I don't think that they've got it in them to win it.
We just scream Polska, which means Poland, so let's just go Polska! It's a much bigger deal in Poland than it's in here, especially that the United States doesn't do so well in soccer, so that's why.
Everyone is going to Brazil and you watch it over there. And over here, if I go across the street, I will see Italians crying, Argentinians, Spanish, and you know. You have all nations in New York, so I think it would be fun to watch in New York.
When I see them playing, I enjoy, it doesn't matter what nationality they are, as far as they play perfectly. They can be French, they can be Italian, they can be Brazilian, Argentine, from Argentine, I don't care.
Champions, take the field now. Unify us, make us feel proud.